Bringing in one of the graduation speakers for Owatonna High School here in this class of 2020, Elise Sonda. And Elise, thanks for your time. And tell me about your inspiration to apply to be a graduation speaker at OHS.
Yeah, so I took, in my fourth quarter of high school, public speaking course. And so I never really thought about being a convention speaker until I took that class. And I just gained a respect for public speaking, and it really inspired me to want to be a convention speaker.
Now, public speaking is one of those things that a lot of people are terrified about. Why did you take the class to kind of get the ball rolling this direction?
So in college, I wanted to be a communications major, and so I felt like public speaking would be a beneficial course, and It is interesting because we took the course online for distance learning, so it was a little different, but I still felt like I got a good base and understanding about public speaking. And
That's a very good point, because you really, during the course of the class then, didn't really get a chance even to stand in front of a class, but instead everything was kind of computerized.
Right, yep.
And
I have to make my family listen to my speeches.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I had to make my family listen to my speeches.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, I mean, if there's anybody who's going to be tough on you, might be some siblings, I suppose. Do you have some siblings that might have been getting after you a little?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then the speech itself is going to be, of course, in a parking lot where you will maybe see some faces, but you're going to see a lot of cars pointed toward you. Any idea, you know, just kind of that concept going into this, how do you think that's going to feel to have that sort of setting?
I think it'll be different for sure. It is a very unconventional way of commencement. No one has ever done it before, so it will feel different, but I guess when I give a speech, I'm just going to really pretend I'm there with my class and that I'm giving it to them.
What's a message or a theme to your speech?
Yeah, so in my speech, I wanted to address that, you know, as a class, we have gone through some hardships, and in this time, we have lost many events that people have been looking forward to, and I wanted to address that, but I also wanted to highlight the wins that we've had as a class. We found success in so many aspects of our time at OHS throughout the whole 4 years. I just wanted to make sure that the class felt that although we didn't end our semester the way we would have, that our 4 years as a whole is still successful, and we should celebrate that.
So the current events of distance learning obviously are part of what you're going to talk about. The social things that are going on right now in the world, is that something that is going to be touched on at all in your speech?
A little bit. I really want to make sure that it's a hopeful and positive message. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that our class feels that they are the leaders of the future. We have the keys to open the doors to our future and turn pain into positive change. And that is something I really want to highlight for my class.
Talking to Elise Sonda, one of the speakers for OHS graduation, through the final months of school, not being in school, and then moving forward with what you have going on after high school, what are you going to miss about high school, and what have you missed during distance learning?
Oh gosh, that's a tough one. I'm really going to miss football games. Those are just so fun. And my extracurricular activities. I love student council and planning events and attending events that they would plan. And yeah, just the community and the teachers that were at OHS.
And when it comes to events and things you've been involved in, a lot from dance and soccer and band and Big Brothers Big Sisters. Maybe if you could, could you maybe run through a list of different activities you have been involved in extracurricular at OHS?
Yeah, Yeah, so I've been involved with the student council, NHS, DECA, dance team, like you said, Big Brothers Big Sisters, choir, band, soccer, and various like subcommittees within those two, for student council and like homecoming committee and prom committee and stuff like that.
Why have you been involved in so much? What is it you enjoy about doing it? Because it sounds like an awfully full calendar.
Yeah, so I think I wanted to be so involved at the OHS because I wanted to make a difference in my school at my time there, and I felt like the extracurriculars that I was involved in really helped me be well-rounded and shape who I am today. Yeah, especially like student council, I was really able to help plan events and try to create atmosphere for the school that would be inclusive and, you know, plan those fun events that allowed people to have that well-rounded experience at high school. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to be so involved.
Things that are going on to wrap up and recognize the seniors, from the signs around town to lighting the lights to the cruise on Friday night that should be pretty awesome, to the parking lot graduation. How do you feel that the administration and community have kind of recognized this class of 2020?
I think that the community and administration have really stepped up, and they are finding creative ways that, although different and we're not getting recognized in ways we would have, is they have really tried to find creative and new ways to make us still feel special and to recognize our work and accomplishments. And although it's different, I think that our class really appreciates it and still do feel special with all the extra work that they're putting in to try to recognize our accomplishments.
After high school, I think you've already mentioned some communication interest to get into after high school. What are your post-high school plans, Elise?
Yeah, so this next fall semester, I plan to attend the College of St. Benedict to major in communications and marketing and minor in Spanish, and I'll also be dancing as well.
Do you have a career, kind of a pinpoint of a career objective with communications and marketing yet?
I do not. There's just too many options and too many things that I have interest in and want to explore. So I'm sure I'll probably change my mind a couple of times, but yeah.
Totally understandable. I know that definitely is a big field. And did you say minor in Spanish as well?
Yep.
Okay. And St. Benedict, and going to participate in dance, that's fantastic. What do you know about the dance program there, or what are you doing to prepare for that? Is that a winter activity or an all-year activity or what have you?
There is a fall and winter season. Okay. The fall season is basically just the preseason for your competition season and, performing at football games and doing extra practices to really prepare you for your competitive season, which starts in November. And then from November to January, it's competitive season where we prepare for UDA Nationals in Florida.
To get to be a lot of people watching any of those football games, that's quite a football program to be involved with any way, shape, or form.
Yeah,
we say jobs. Yeah, we say, oh, awesome. Well, that's very cool. Elise, any other comments or feelings or thoughts you want to share with folks?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, Elise Sonda, one of the graduation speakers for Owatonna High School, thanks for your time. I'm looking forward to hearing the speech, and I wish you well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.